Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Staying up to date is as easy as asking your smart speaker to play WBEN.
Playing news radio 930 WBEN on radio.com.
News radio 930 WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Welch says much of western New York received a half inch to a full inch of snow during the overnight hours, but don't expect the flurries to last all day.
We are expecting the widespread snow to shift north and gradually taper off, and then this afternoon that snow will continue to move north into the northern Niagara frontier and north into Canada. So by the mid to late morning, most of the lake effect snow should be out of the area.
Welch added that they're still working on the details of a possible winter advisory early next week, as they're tracking a band that has the potential to dump 3 to 6 inches of snow on the area Monday into Tuesday. The Sabres continue to struggle in recent weeks, dropping yesterday's game in Stockholm by a score of 3-2 at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. However, they're right back at it this afternoon at 1 o'clock for game two of the NHL's Global Series as they look to stop the bleeding. On the other hand, the Bills are seeking their 7th win of the season tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Browns. The Bills and Browns have gone in completely opposite directions this season, as Cleveland comes into this matchup at 2-6, but don't let the record fool you, there is a lot of talent on their roster. The Browns come in as 3-point favorites. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has lost his bid to overturn New York's green light law, which would give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Judge Elizabeth Wolford found there was no evidence that Kearns would be damaged by enforcing the law. Kearns had claimed he would be violating federal law by granting licenses to illegal immigrants and would risk being removed from office if he refused to grant such licenses. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio.
It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. I'm sure most of you out there remember some of the old comedians who made a career out of falling down, such as Laurel and Hardy and even Charlie Chaplin. And most recently, Chevy Chase, who fell down every week on Saturday Night Live. Falling down in a movie or on TV is funny, but in real life, it's very serious. Please stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo to learn how to significantly reduce your chances of falling.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast. The day will start with a snow shower or two around, but clouds will break for some sunshine today, a high of 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chilly, low 33. Then cloudy tomorrow with spotty rain showers and a high of 44. Monday, mostly cloudy and colder with some snow in the afternoon, accumulating a coating to an inch, high Monday 32. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Right now it's 36 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning once again, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and yeah, you have tuned in to the right place, Senior Radio Buffalo here on WBEN. Hey, remember to thank an older person, thank an older American for so many things, the freedoms you enjoy today. How about the scientific breakthroughs that ended diseases like polio and diphtheria? We in this generation, we don't even know what that was like, but boy, they sure do. The common sense they share to help you raise your kids, and that's just a beginning of the things that we want to thank our older Americans for. And this show is for everyone. And especially for those of you who are all of a sudden be very interested that now through December 7th is Medicare annual election period. Now for new people, that's a big deal. And for returning Medicare users, this is when you want to check in with who you have to make sure everything's going to be okay for the following year. We're going to help you with this, okay? Because we have our friends from Independent Health on hand to join us this morning with some timely information so that you can make the best choices. We have Larissa Domegala, who is the Medicare Manager at Independent Health.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Larissa. And Cindy Will is with us, a clinical pharmacist with Independent Health. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning.
And you both are a wealth of information. And we're going to start with the fact that we know that Medicare in itself can be very complicated. But the good news, Larissa, is that you don't have to go it alone.
Absolutely. And that is the sentiment that I hear when I speak with members and people that are just turning 65, people that have been in the program for many years, that it's just confusing. They're overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. And really, that's not the answer, is to do nothing. Mm-hmm. We want you to do something. And really, even if you wind up that you don't make any changes to your program, you want to just make sure you understand what's going on so that you're making a positive choice versus just path of least resistance.
Right. We don't want that, because these changes or the elections you make will take place January 1st for that next calendar year.
Correct. So Medicare requires that our plans renew for the calendar year. Mm-hmm. So all Medicare Advantage plans, their plans start for January 1st. And the programs can't have changes throughout the year. But you'll get your information on what your program's happening for the next year by October 1st. Mm-hmm. And Medicare says we can start talking about our programs October 1st. But really, they want people to get information mm-hmm. from October 1st to the 15th. Then starting October 15th to December 7th, that's when you can actually choose your plan for next year. And for most of our Independent Health members, really, there's minimal changes, and a lot of programs are getting enhancements. So you can choose to renew as mm-hmm. is, and you don't need to do anything, and that's great. But for people that used to be members of Independent Health, we do have some new plan options, and we always encourage the conversation. And bring a loved one with you
right.
if you're not comfortable. We love when parents come in with their children or friends, because sometimes you hear things differently
right.
and you have someone to bounce it off of.
Yeah, and we're going to talk with Cindy about that, especially when it comes to your prescription. So we're going to talk about that in a second. But
very
Larissa,
important.
Let's start with those who really are very happy with their plan. They don't want to change anything. Do they need to do anything?
So this year, they do not. You would have received from Independent Health or your carrier by October 1st what's called your annual notification of change. And that's anything that's changing to your program mm-hmm. for the next year.
Okay.
If you've reviewed that information and you're happy, you technically don't need to do anything. Your plan will automatically re-enroll for January. So, but again, we always want people to just at least call in. You don't even
right.
have to stop in, but just call in and mm-hmm. check so we can explain the changes, because we have some really nice enhancements. And also, your situation right at this point in time may have been different when you purchased mm-hmm. your program or when you evaluated your options. I mean, Cindy knows people come on and off of medications. It could be you tried something, it didn't work, or maybe you have a new diagnosis, or maybe your doctor prescribed a new medication and maybe it's very expensive. And you want to really understand the coverage that you have
right.
and what your costs are going to be. And also, is there anything new that your carrier wants to tell you or your insurance company?
Like, that's why even if you are very happy with your plan, we do not want you to stay away. We want you to call.
Absolutely.
Call Independent Health.
Call.
And see, I would like to talk about my plan. I want to know if anything has changed. Because you have that right to know, and you want to give them that information.
We love to talk at Independent Health. Yes, please call.
Right? So that's super important. Okay,
Now, what if someone's needs have changed?
Mm-hmm. If they've changed, so these are the people that if you have had a change, these are the people you really want to try to help yourself be informed and knowledgeable about what your choices are and what are the things that are important to you. Because I know I get a lot of questions, you know, from people. Well, tell me about your plan, or how are you different from other carriers, or what it is. And we can come up with a laundry list of things. But if that's not the thing that's important to you, it's just not important. You mm-hmm. know, I really want to understand. So when you come in, if you want to make the appointment as meaningful as possible, we want you to bring your list of providers, because it's important to know that your doctor is part of the network.
Absolutely.
What hospitals do you want to have access to? Like, if something were to happen, like, does your plan participate with all of the hospitals mm-hmm. in Western New York? What pharmacy do you use? Mm-hmm. Do you use a local pharmacy? Do you like going to your community pharmacy and being able to talk with someone? Are you allowed to use your community pharmacy? So those are, like, kind of basic questions mm-hmm. that really can impact, you know, your day-to-day activity. But the other thing is, if you have new medications, new doctors, because as a health plan, we should be looking those up for you. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited at Independent Health, too, because we have just opened at our 620 Dick Road Medicare Information Center a health hub.
Oh.
And we are going to be having, all during the annual enrollment period, we actually have an Independent Health pharmacist staffed at this location prepared to talk to you about your medications, as well as wellness and education classes. But I don't know if Cindy wants to explain a little bit yeah. from a clinical perspective what you want people
and
to
And where
ask.
Is it again, Cindy?
So it's on Dick Road.
Mm-hmm. 620.
620 Dick Road.
Okay.
That's your new Duwaga? Health hub.
It's
okay.
our health
yes.
hub.
Yes. Yep,
people
Medicare
are familiar with
center.
The location.
Right.
It's just better than ever. One of the things that I want to piggyback off what Larissa said is not only bring your physicians, bring your list of medications with you, what you take. It's important for you to know what tier that falls in. And when they tell you what tier it falls in, what does that mean to you in dollars? Mm-hmm. So that you make sure that the medications that you're chronically using are covered. And because we have pharmacists there, take the opportunity to say, hi, I'm taking drug A. And it's expensive. Is there
right.
something like it that
Good
I can
idea.
Take back to my physician and talk to them about? So use the resources that we have there at the Health Hub.
Cindy, the Health Hub, you say it's on Transit Road.
620
I'm sorry.
Dick Road.
Dick Road. Give me a landmark. Where is it near?
It's right on the corner of Dick Road and George Urban Boulevard.
Okay.
It's in the Value Home Centers
oh,
Plaza.
I know exactly where that
right
is.
Right across the street from Wegmans.
Perfect. Perfect. And it says right there on it, Independent Health?
It says Independent Health, and we share the plaza with Value Home Center.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
If you're looking at it at the L, you look at Independent Health as the long part of the L, and then Value is the port. But you can get in through either Dick Road or George Urban. We're right on the corner. And there is controversy if it's Cheektowaga or Depew.
Right, right.
So if you live there, you make that
yeah,
choice.
Right. Yeah.
But so we split the difference mm-hmm. and say Cheektowaga/Depew.
And when are you open? Tell me when it's open.
So our Medicare information centers are open Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we encourage you to come in. We actually have a calendar of events
okay.
that we have printed and able to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also available online under independenthealth.com/Medicare. There's information on our health hub, and we have our calendar of programming for the first 3 months of the year.
Wow.
So you can understand, you know, that we're trying to bring more value to your membership and really bring you access to all of the things that you do on this station as well. So a pharmacist, health and wellness information. We've got flu shots coming this week.
And I'm very excited to say that going into next year, the pharmacists, mm-hmm. myself included, will be hosting several programs based on various disease states where we go through what does that mean to you when somebody tells you you're a diabetic or you have high blood pressure and how do you best manage that and questions you should take back to your physician. Our seminars that we offer always get rave reviews. People like to be educated because
right.
people often don't have time to educate.
And Cindy, let me just jump in here, too. If people are going to call and they want to talk to you and they want to bring their medications, they should also be showing to you their over-the-counter drugs, their vitamins, all of that stuff, right?
When we ask someone to bring a medication list, we want not only the name of the drug, but we want the dose of the drug and when you take it. So it shouldn't just say aspirin.
Right.
If you're taking aspirin, it should say, I take aspirin, 81 milligram, every day.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we want to make sure is that it's an accurate med list. So if your bottle says that you take one tablet a day, but for some reason you're taking a half a tablet a day,
right,
you want that med list to say that, and you want to point that off to your doctor, because that can be a source of med errors, actually.
Yeah, plus there are some people who don't want to take generic, but
yes,
you could find out if that drug is covered.
Right.
Which tier it's going to be.
Right. Oh, right. Yes, exactly. Or if you are on, so sometimes we have brand name drugs in different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a brand name drug in a high tier, but we have another brand name drug that's considered a preferred brand,
right,
that would fall into a lower,
ooh,
tier.
That could save somebody a lot of money.
It does. And with the Medicare Part D, when it first came out, the coverage gap or the donut hole, this was a lot of learning for people, because up until that point, so January 2006, if you were a Medicare beneficiary and you didn't have prescription coverage through an employer or through the New York State Epic program, you were paying your medicines on your own. I mean, when I first started, I heard people that, you know, we're going on bus trips to Canada to get access to their prescription. So Medicare Part D is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the benefit is structured, we are there and able to explain
you
that to
it.
You. Well, and we even have a program that we put your medications in, and we can project out for you for the year what your medicines are going to cost. And we have information on the Epic program. But there are sometimes there are where you need a clinical lens,
right,
to really be able to make advise, right, someone on the types of medicine,
and
that's why we're so
going to have
valued.
To hold you there, ladies, and that's why they say experience the red shirt difference. To learn more, visit independenthealth.com/Medicare or give them a call. They're always there for you, 635-4900 or 1-800-958-4405.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4222. 4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
August 6th, 2019 at
Monty's,
I've got you. Park in the city of Buffalo.
Under my skin.
Hanging out in the park. Some type of
I've got
occurs.
You. Deep
James
in
Washington,
the heart of me.
Allegedly pulls out a gun.
So deep.
Well, good morning, everybody. Once again, you have tuned in to Senior Radio Buffalo, where we are here with all the information you're going to need to really move through this portion of your life with education and, you know, a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of great stuff out here if you're 55 plus. But you know what? Unfortunately, we just don't hear about it enough. Well, that's where Senior Radio Buffalo comes in. We're here to tell you about all the quality people who are in town, who basically do what they do to better your life, to get you more educated. We can live at a higher level here in Western New York when it comes to educating ourselves. And when it comes to something as complicated as Medicare, you do not have to walk alone. No, not when you have the Clarity Group in three locations, wonderful agents, professional people who do this full time. This is their passion, is to help you make a right choice, the correct choice for you. It's Medicare made clear. Let's put it that way. This morning, we have back in studio Sally Steyer, who's the president, Karen Olson, a vice president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, just a few of the people you're going to meet when you come through their doors, because you're going to be so happy you made this association. Medicare made clear, and right now, we are in the middle of annual enrollment, which means the elections you make now and your choices that you make now will go into effect on January 1st. So if you're not too sure about your current Medicare plan, you may want to make a change. Maybe your health has changed. Maybe you decided you're going to be a bit of a snowbird. Hey, maybe you're a veteran. You're going to want to talk to the folks at the Clarity Group. All right, let's start with Karen. Looks like, Karen, you want to jump right in.
Yeah, I'd like to just, you know, make sure everybody knows they can reach us at 393-3437. And the prompt will take you to one of our three locations. We're located at the McKinley Mall, mm-hmm. right? Out, you know, adjacent to the food court, we have an office there. It's not just a kiosk. Our main office is at 4976 Transit Road in Depew. Mm-hmm. And then our third office is at the Boulevard Mall, right next to Macy's. So we'll have agents there, licensed contracted agents who can, you know, sit down with you right then or schedule a future appointment with you. And we'll be happy to review your current situation, or if you're new to Medicare and you just want to be educated on Medicare and choose a plan, you know, for the upcoming, you know, new year, just let us know or we can adjust to that as well.
You know, it might be interesting to know if you have someone who thinks that they're okay, they're reviewing what they have, they could actually end up with an entirely different plan on their way out the door because they didn't even know that so many of these different plans exist. And they're all quality plans. It's just the one that fits you best. But being local from Western New York, you may have only heard of one or two.
That's right. Yep, a lot of people aren't aware of that. And actually, this week we're going to be focusing on veterans mm-hmm. and what would be available to them. Because as a veteran, you know, you may be able to have what's called, we just call it a backup plan. Mm-hmm. But they get their care through the VA, but they're allowed to have a Medicare Advantage plan as well. So we'll sit down and discuss with them, have them check with the VA, make sure everything, you know, coordinates well. But we're going to be spending the whole week, you know, helping veterans out. But, you know, the veteran can just stop in on the 11th and get a refreshment and ring our bell. We're going to have a Veterans Bell Day on the 11th, and we'll make it a special time for them.
Sally, yes. You may have veterans who are saying, hey, if the VA is basically meeting my needs, why do I want a Medicare backup plan that I have to pay for?
Well, that's the great news is, so if you're a veteran, first of all, we want to thank you so much for your service.
Yes, we
really appreciate all you've done for us and our country. And that's why we're celebrating this coming Monday for Veterans Day. But also, we're here for you all year long. So you might be getting, when people come to us and they say, I'm really happy with the care I'm getting from the VA, mm-hmm. that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to know that they're being well taken care of. They deserve it. But they deserve even more. And you can have another plan. You can have a Medicare Advantage plan. Some of them won't cost you a penny more.
Mm.
and you'll pick up benefits that you don't get through the VA. You might get something like a fitness membership that's important to you, or some of the plans offer over-the-counter products that the VA doesn't cover for you. Or maybe you just want more choice in doctors. Maybe, you know, you have some doctors you're really happy with at the VA, but you just want to know that should I need to go to a particular specialist that's not part of the VA network, that you have the flexibility to be able to go out and do that.
That sounds great, because I think that's all anybody wants is the education.
That's right.
So they can go ahead and make that good decision.
And a lot of the carriers that we represent offer, you know, no-cost plans. So like Sally said, it wouldn't cost them anything to be a member, but they would have the availability of the additional benefits there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nice when the veterans look at these plans, they're like, wow, I didn't realize that mm-hmm. I could enroll in something like this. It's not going to affect my VA benefits or my prescriptions that I get through the VA. But, oh my gosh, I get a gym membership and I get this additional benefit for over-the-counter items.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Plus, your appointment with the Clarity Group isn't going to cost you anything, right, Lisa?
No, not a penny. No, we do all of our services complimentary. Mm-hmm. We never charge to sit down with anyone. We never charge to go to their home. We never charge for them to meet us out in the community. We're out there all the time to help you and your family. And the nice thing is, you know, we've all had the experience, all of our agents. We have 19 agents that are around town. So don't think that, you know, you're going to pick one of our agents and they're a temporary employee. They're
yes.
not.
Mm-hmm.
They're 110% on board doing this all year round as well as we are. So we have, you know, all these agents that are very compassionate and kind and caring the same as we are every day of the year. And, you know, the nice thing is that we have heard back from people's children that live out of town. And they're like, we are so happy that they have you because mm-hmm. it's like having one of us there.
Yes.
So they know that they can just call you and say, you know, I got this letter in the mail. What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and they'll just, you know, stop in and show us the letter and we'll explain it to them. And they're like, oh my goodness, I'm so, you know, this makes me so much more at ease because my kids live out of town. And their kids will call us and
right.
say, thank you so much mm-hmm. because it puts our mind at ease because we can't be near them. And it puts my mom's or dad's mind at ease.
And folks, when you leave the Clarity Group office, you're going to be well associated with their phone number, 393-3437. You can call anytime of the year because you're going to still get that same agent. We're not talking about people who are, like, as Lisa was saying, hired on just to do a couple of seminars and then they're gone. They have a quarterly newsletter that you'll be getting. You're always, always invited to pick up the phone and call if you have a question about your plan. They're going to be here for you for the rest of your life. And the thing is, when you go ahead and make your Medicare election and they sit down with any of the 19 agents as well as Lisa and Sally and Karen, you are part of the family, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be, you know, making sure that this is the right fit for you, which could be a very different fit from a relative of yours or a neighbor or a friend. And it may even be a company you weren't familiar with because they're not local, but that might be the best fit for you. And this is what you don't know when you just go to a seminar or you sign up for the first plan. You really
right.
don't know. You don't want to cause any trouble. This is not what this is about. This is about getting taken care of.
Yes.
That's right.
And I love the idea, like when you say, when you have relatives from out of town call and say, thank you so much, because you're helping my mom and I'm not there to do it.
Right. Their minds are at ease. Mm-hmm. Their minds are at ease knowing that, and we're local.
Mm-hmm.
You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? We're all local agents. We don't, you know, wander on up from New York City or what have you
right.
just to, you know, sharing the wealth of open enrollment.
Right.
That
yeah.
isn't who we are.
Right.
And we are in the thick of open annual
yes.
election period right now. So annual election period, you're putting in your applications for a January 1st effective date right now. And just remember, if someone asks you to sign something, do not sign it unless you know what you're signing. Because there's a lot of people out there that will have you sit down or they'll mail you something or they'll call you on mm-hmm. the phone when they're not supposed to be and you'll enroll in something over the phone without even realizing you did it.
That happens
so
a lot.
It does happen
yeah,
a lot.
It happens
so,
a lot. They get
you know,
a postcard or something in the mail that looks official and it ends
yeah.
up being a broker
from
out of
the
area.
You want to do the right thing, so you sign.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sign until you chat with the folks at the Clarity Group. It's as easy as that. Their number again, 393-3437. They're here for you during open enrollment for Medicare.
WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Welch says much of western New York received a half inch to a full inch of snow during the overnight hours, but don't expect the flurries to last all day.
We are expecting the widespread snow to shift north and gradually taper off, and then this afternoon that snow will continue to move north into the northern Niagara frontier and north into Canada. So by the mid to late morning.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most of the lake effect snow should be out of the area.
Welch added that they're still working on the details of a possible winter advisory early next week, as they're tracking a band that has the potential to dump 3 to 6 inches of snow on the area Monday into Tuesday. The Sabres continue to struggle in recent weeks, dropping yesterday's game in Stockholm by a score of 3-2 at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. However, they're right back at it this afternoon at 1 o'clock for game 2 of the NHL's Global Series as they look to stop the bleeding. On the other hand, the Bills are seeking their 7th win of the season tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Browns. The Bills and Browns have gone in completely opposite directions this season, as Cleveland comes into this matchup at 2-6, but don't let the record fool you, there is a lot of talent on their roster. The Browns come in as 3-point favorites. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has lost his bid to overturn New York's green light law, which would give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Judge Elizabeth Wolford found there was no evidence that Kearns would be damaged by enforcing the law. Kearns had claimed he would be violating federal law by granting licenses to illegal immigrants and would risk being removed from office if he refused to grant such licenses. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
There's a lot of bad news connected with older adults and falling. One of them, of course, is the medical costs of older adults falling, which is now annually $60 billion a year. That's billion with a B. For many seniors who fall, the result can be a morbid fear of falling. And as a result, they limit their activities, they limit their social engagements, and this can result in further physical decline, depression, social isolation, and feelings of helplessness. Do you have a fear of falling? Don't worry. It's just a matter of balance. And speaking of a matter of balance, Erie County Senior Services is offering a new program, relatively new, that I'm involved in called A Matter of Balance. The good news is, if you do attend a Matter of Balance class, you will learn simple exercises to increase your strength and balance. It'll help you set realistic goals for increasing your activity, because being inactive results in a loss of muscle strength and balance. There's also a group class. It gives you an opportunity to talk to people, to work with people, to learn from each other, and help each other deal with the fear of falling. Sometimes statistics can be boring, but here's a few I think that are important. After taking the Matter of Balance class, 97% of the participants feel comfortable increasing their activity. 99% plan to continue the exercises they learned in the Matter of Balance class, and 98% would recommend A Matter of Balance to all of their friends. To learn more about this great new program, pick up the latest copy of After 50 magazine. Remember, we're here on Senior Radio Buffalo to make the next years the best years of your life. See you next time.
That's amore.
Good Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host for Senior Radio Buffalo. And I'll tell you, it seems like every time we're on, it's a very, very special day for me. And this one is because we are so close to Veterans Day. And you know how we feel about our veterans on this show. They are pretty special people. Well, I have to tell you, this past October, I had the honor of accompanying a very special veteran in my life on the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight. If you don't know what this is, if you think you've heard about it, and if you have heard about it, well, you're just going to love today's guest. It's Tom Petrie, who is the president of the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight, who was our host for this. So hello, Tom. It's so
hello,
great to have
you
back.
It's great to see you again. It was a great experience.
It was a great experience.
A lot of great memories made that day.
And I tell people it's an opportunity for us to welcome home these veterans the way we would have wanted to originally.
Exactly. I mean, they left at a very young age, mm-hmm. said goodbye to their families, and then not knowing what they were going into.
Right.
And then they came home, and very few of them got that welcome home.
I have to tell you, Tom, I had the opportunity to talk to a few of the vets who were just sitting around me, and their stories, all of their stories. First of all, the guys I spoke to were World War II guys, so they were all over. One guy was 96. The other guy was 93.
We had 100.
And there was a 100-year-old on the trip, and they were all just so fascinating to talk to because the gentleman I spoke to, Roy, actually saw action, and he was a decorated, you know, veteran, mm-hmm. and he was telling me that once he got home, he just didn't talk about this anymore because you had to get right to work, you had a family, and it just was just something that until they got to sit down and enjoy this experience. It was just something that had been filed kind of in the back
of their
head. Exactly.
These stories were put away for 70-plus years.
Right.
And now it was this moment in time where they could sit back and enjoy the trip and kind of share these memories with their son, their daughter, in some cases their grandchildren.
Yeah. I was talking to a young lady who was a granddaughter.
And we encourage them. This is the moment. This is the time that you've had these stories hidden. Bring them out. And
Tom,
share them.
Got to tell you, this Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight, what you did was that you picked us up from the VFW, and I mean an honor guard, a full honor guard, before it was even light outside. So this is like 6:30 in the morning. We went right to the Buffalo airport. There were about 3,000 people there with a full band, full honor guards, waiting for these guys to come in. And I thought to myself, this is going to be an interesting day.
It is, and that's where we, you know, when we tell them we're going to get you up at Oh Dark Hundred and get the party started,
right.
You know, and we do, and we tell them, we put the call out, come out and see them off, send these heroes off. And that's what I tell them, you are a hero today.
Yes.
Never forget that.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we leave from the Leonard Post, it's like, okay, whatever we can put out in front of us, it's going to make noise.
Yeah.
And kind of wake up the neighborhood. Our heroes are coming down the road.
And that's
Let's
what you
send
did.
Them off in style.
That's what you did. We were taken to the airport where all these people were waiting, like I say, a full band, full military honors. By the time we got up to the gate, Southwest was waiting for us in red, white, and blue.
And another party started.
Another party, right? They had coffee. They had donuts. We got on this wonderful plane, all of us, with so many volunteers that you organized, because we had 57, I believe,
on our trip. Largest number ever we've taken.
Right, and everyone gets a wheelchair in case they need it.
Yes.
You have people moving this hardware in and out of that plane to make sure everything flows smoothly. It's amazing, your organization.
There's a lot of moving parts. And when we took over the hub, what I learned from Greg Furlong from Leatherstocking, don't interfere with them. Let them do their job.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of the maestro, so to speak,
right.
of the orchestra. Put it together and let them do, because they're all so passionate.
Oh, my gosh.
And
were they ever.
We all care so deeply for the veterans.
And some of the people had no connection to any of the vets. They just wouldn't miss this for the world
out. Right. We have guardians that go along that have just met the veteran.
Right.
The week before, the month before, and just created that, got that friendship going.
Amazing.
And now they bond for the day.
And we landed in Baltimore, and from Baltimore, we had a town crier waiting for us in the airport who was ringing a bell, all in costume, and then everybody in Baltimore lined up on the concourse to cheer all the guys on.
It is. It's quite the welcome. These people, and we go twice a year, and I go back, and I see the same people.
Amazing.
Some of the same service people are out there, and they bring their children.
They do, and their grandchildren.
And their grandchildren are there, and you see the same faces, because it means so much to them, and they want to honor the guys. Frederick, the town crier, he gets the day going. He's, you know, calling out their names and letting people know that we're there.
Yeah.
And he just leads us through the airport. And we had the the good fortune this time he was available the rest of the day.
Yes, he was. He's a veteran too.
He is a veteran too, and he was. We were the only hub coming in that day, so he stayed with us the entire day.
I want to let everybody know what your phone number is. If you have a veteran and you would love to have them have this experience, call 473-8465. Because you know what? The Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight, they try to do this twice a year, okay? The next one is May 2020, and they're looking for, what, 50 veterans?
50 veterans.
Okay, and we had a woman on our trip.
Yes,
so
Vietnam
women
veteran.
Veterans count, right?
Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
You know, two Purple Hearts, and she had a great story to tell.
Yes, she did.
And,
she
you
did.
Know, when I first met her, and I said to her, I said, now, are you Korean?
Right,
World War
II?
She goes, listen, Sonny, I'm Vietnam. So she kind of, she says, I'm not that old. I said, but she goes, I'm damn proud of the service I did. And it was her moment.
See
She'd
that?
Never been to D.C.
And my dad hadn't either. And a lot of the guys on the bus had never been there because they just came home and went right to work. And that just wasn't part, you know, of, that wasn't part of the deal.
They didn't know. They took off their uniform,
right.
Picked up their shovel or whatever their job was before and went back to work the next day.
My father kept saying, I didn't know all this was here. I had no idea.
Right.
And here he was a veteran, you know, in that Korean War era. So we leave from the airport and right away you'll notice another honor guard and more police moving cars out of the way to get us anywhere we want to go. And I was amazed.
That's kind of the highlight for these guys.
Yeah.
I remember a couple trips ago, the ones you said to me, they must think there's somebody important on this bus. I said, there is.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're the reason we're riding on this bus today. And they're just fascinated that the traffic pulls aside and what the police officers do for us. And we save about an hour and a half drive time. So
it gives us
so much more time on the ground. And that's what we want. We want them to interact with the crowds that are meeting them and give them those moments at their memorials.
Oh, and they did. They did. Our first stop was the Air Force, new monument for that. From the Air Force, I got to now keep me honest here. I believe we went to, did we go to World
Arlington.
War? Arlington. Arlington. Oh, how could I forget Arlington?
Arlington was the next stop.
For the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of video on that, and that was just striking to watch.
When you pull in the cemetery and you see all the gravestones, it just...
400,000 people.
You just look at these young men and women, that what they sacrificed for
right.
us. It just, the bus could be full of activity when we hit the gate, but once we pull in, it is total silence.
It's
and everybody,
quiet.
They're kind of thinking their comrades are there.
Absolutely.
And it's their moment to share that time with them.
And again, you know, people who you never knew, people I never knew, all different wars, coming from all over the country to be interred there. And it's such a solemn place because, you know, you're right next to people like John Glenn, who was there. All sorts of past presidents.
Yeah, President,
of course, JFK is there.
Yeah, right.
Lots of different people they're pointing out along the way. And here's just masses and masses of those marble monuments.
It's a very special part of the day because the veterans, they get treated very well. You know, I mean, there's respect all day long.
Right.
But when they get there, the guards there show them a great deal of respect. And, you know, so many people don't know that as the guards are walking, they have a cleat on their shoe. So as they walk by the veteran, if it's a World War II veteran, they drag that cleat and make the, and they're told that is against protocol. Do not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to do it because it's their way in that moment to tell them thank you again. And you see these guys sitting there, 85, 95, 100 years old.
Amazing.
In total awe of the whole experience.
And from there, we went to World War II. We went to the Korean Monument. We went, some guys went off to Vietnam. We went up to the Lincoln Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Washington Monument. We had something to eat along the way. I mean, because you people are so awesome when it comes to making sure these veterans are taken care of. You have a nurse on every bus.
We know, and I tell them, we know everything about you.
Yeah.
From the moment we've called you, we know everything from A to Z.
Yeah.
And we tell them, we reassure the families too, because they're worried about their dad or their grandfather with their ages and, you know, how they're going to be taken care of. So we know their medical issues
and
concerns.
You do.
And the nurses are ready.
My dad got a call from their nurse practitioner who wanted to know about his medications so they could be ready.
Right.
And to this day, you haven't had a problem. And it's because you guys are so... You're so buttoned down. You're so organized. And we're talking with Tom Petrie, everybody. He's the president of the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight.
if you have a relative who is a veteran, they deserve this opportunity. They really do. And I'll tell you a quick story before we run out of time, Tom. I have a brother-in-law who is a Vietnam-era vet who lives in Colorado. He took the honor flight trip from Colorado, okay? Now, unfortunately, my brother-in-law, Dick, was one of those Vietnam vets who got spat upon when he came home, okay? So, and he was a career Marine. So he, you know, he had a lot of buried, angst, all right? Well, when he got back, my sister-in-law had said, "You're not going to believe this, Linda." She says, "But it just was responsible for so much healing. He just couldn't get over that opportunity to do it again, to come back, and to actually be looked at as, yes, we do appreciate your service."
And that's what they tell the Vietnam guys. They were treated so poorly.
We
had a gentleman, Lynn Schlitz from East Aurora. I saw him. I waited back at the bus at Vietnam. And he was the first one I saw. And it started to rain a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Lynn, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm better." And we hugged each other. He said, "I'm better." I said, "You know, Lynn, the sun just came out." He said, "Yeah, all was well." And he told us afterward, a little bit of that resentment is gone now.
It's gone. A lot of healing takes place.
And not that we're the healing people, but you know, they're bonding with their family and friends. And it means so much. He said, "I saw a couple of my good friends' names on the wall. And for that few moments, I connected with them again. So I feel so much better about what I did."
And folks, let me tell you, you need to feel good about Tom Petrie and his incredible staff of volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for this. The Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight is such a jewel in the crown of Western New York. If you have a veteran who you know would enjoy this experience, 473-8465, 473-8465. I cannot recommend this to you enough. Tom Petrie, you're awesome, and so
are
your people.
Thank you. Our veterans are awesome, and that's why we do it. We need to keep telling them and telling the next generation. When you see a veteran, thank them.
And you heard it.
That's the reason we're here.
Right here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thanks, Tom.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
morning, everybody. Once again, you have joined us on Senior Radio Buffalo, where we like to give you information to improve your life. Listen, wherever we live, what we learn, we like to have a little fun along the way, and we like to know what's going on around us. That's why I have to tell you, I was so blown away by my opportunity to be able to travel with the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight. Have you heard of this wonderful group of volunteers? This group of volunteers knows how to respect veterans, and so many of us do, but they understand that there was a time where, you know what, our American veterans just go off and do what they need to do, and then they come back and they just rejoin their life. A lot of these guys have seen action. A lot of these women have had issues along the way. They've been hurt, but, you know, they just come back and try to assimilate back into life. Well, it's time to say thank you to all these people for all the different wars and all the different time that they sacrificed and their families sacrificed while they've been away. Nobody does this better than the folks from the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight. Now, Tom Petrie is the president. And Tom, welcome to the show once again.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a pleasure it has been to know you and the people who volunteer with you to make a 24-hour period one of the most memorable in a veteran's life.
And like you said, we do it because we love our veterans. And when we meeting you and all the other veterans and your dad, we've made memories.
You sure have.
And we tell them, we don't forget us. We won't forget you. So
yeah.
It's not just that one day trip. It's what we're going to continue on into the future.
We're talking about, in this case, our trip in October contained 57 veterans. I think 16 of them were still from World
17.
War. 17 were from World War II. We had a female with us.
We had 17 World War II, 30 Korean, 7 Vietnam, a Cuban Missile Crisis, and a Cold War. So
amazing.
It was a good blend.
It was.
And it's these generations bonding, like the World War II guys are thanking Vietnam and vice versa.
Right.
So it's they just did those few moments, those few hours.
You know, they were all so proud to wear their hats, mm-hmm. whether they were Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, where they served, Korean veteran, Vietnam veteran. And for a lot of these guys, it was the first time to actually sit with other vets who were in the same areas they were in, and yet we're not anywhere near each other. I was amazed at how many people could be in a war and yet not ever rub shoulders together.
Right. And you know, you brought up the hats, and we give them one of our hats.
Yes.
And they say, I don't want to wear it. I want to wear my hat. Do I have to? You wear what?
Whatever you want.
This is your day.
Yeah. You have people, Tom, who welcome these vets as soon as they get to the VFW. We get an honor guard trip to the airport. The airport takes us to Baltimore. From Baltimore, we are in a motor coach seeing the incredible monuments and the changing of the guard and things like that in Washington. We have a dinner, we have a celebration, and then we come home to another celebration. Now, that's encapsulizing the whole thing in one day. But it's pretty amazing the organization that this takes, because you just don't stop for 1 minute. There's candy on the seats. There's packets of mail for the guys. There's something going on this whole time.
It is, and you know, it's about a 6-month process for us to put the trip together. Like you had mentioned, we're scheduled May 16th already. So one finishes, the next one's on the map already. And like you said, you use that word celebration. It is. It's a celebration of their lives.
And you know,
and their service.
You have people who volunteer to do this. It's a long day. It's a tiring day. But let me tell you have people who wouldn't miss this. And I'm going to give you the phone number. If you have a veteran and you say, you know what, I'm liking this. This is something that my veteran has to do. They have to experience this. It's 473-8465. 473-8465. And Tom, your next trip is May 2020, yes. And you're looking for about 50 veterans,
we
right?
We need 50 right. For this trip. We're fast. We're approaching our 500 veteran. The spring trip is our 10th trip. We're going to get to 485, and we have some things planned with 15 at World War II guys later in the year to try to do a third trip.
Wow.
But it's my volunteers are awesome.
They are
so passionate.
And the veterans, what can I say? They were super special. It was a very special day for me because I got to bring along my very special veteran who happened to be my 89-year-old dad. And Dad joins us on the radio today. Hi, Dad.
I'm here.
I hear you. I know, Dad, how special and how wonderful this was for you. As a matter of fact, let me tell Tom a quick story.
Tom, the day after we got back, a couple days after, drove my dad back home, okay, 6 hours in the rain. And before we could stop at his house, he made me stop at the craft store so we could buy a scrapbook so he could start working on it the next day. Am I right, Dad? Did you do that?
That's right.
And that's what, you know, that's what they do. They're putting together their...
Yes, remember, Dad? I mean, you said that we got out. It was still raining. We had to get out. We had to go find just the right one, and we had to bring it back because you weren't going to miss a minute of remembering.
Absolutely.
Dad,
fantastic.
Dad, tell me a little bit about what were the highlights for you.
Oh, my God, Linda, I can't. First of all, I remember, I think it was getting off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
At the... Did we go to the picnic in the bus, or did we go with your car?
No, we went to the picnic the day before, so you could meet and greet in my car.
Okay. We get out of the car, and there was this beautiful little Girl Scout with an umbrella.
Right.
And she looked up at me, and she says, "Sir," she says, "I would love to take you to the tent," because it was raining. I says, "Oh, my goodness." I says, "Wouldn't that be wonderful?" I says, "You think you can pick that umbrella up a little higher so I can get underneath it?" And there she took me to the tent, and she was the sweetest little thing, and she was so wonderful. She says, "Oh, thank you for your service." And it was so nice to meet her. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and that was the first thing that happened.
That was the first thing.
And, boy, we didn't really even know what to expect for the next 24 hours, right?
That's exactly right, Linda. I had no idea what was going to happen.
You know, Dad,
it was just fabulous.
You told me something. You said, "Now I know what it's like when an athlete wins a world championship and comes home."
Yeah, because it was like the parade that they go through. Everybody was waving and yelling at us and thanking us for our service, and they were putting their hands out trying to give us a high five, and it was just fabulous. I mean, I never saw anything like it. It was like going through a window of heroes. You know what I mean? Like, everybody was just giving us so much love. It was unbelievable.
And Tom, you hear this all the time
this is what gets our motor going, right? Because, you know, we hear these comments and then we know. Mission accomplished. To hear your dad say this, and you know, the high fiving, and you know, it just warms my heart. It brings tears to my... just thinking of it. Yeah, he got that hero's send off, the hero's welcome, and like that Girl Scout, that's that next generation.
Yeah,
they need to know
this, right?
And I think I know the young girl he's talking about, Claire, because her dad's a volunteer, and she's got it.
Her mother. I don't know. If her mother was a teacher, maybe that's what it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dad. And you're right. That was just the beginning, and it just didn't stop. You know, no matter how old people were, they would actually come out of the crowd to come up to you and say, thank you for your service. We really appreciate it. Amazing.
Yeah, we make them 3 promises before we go. We're going to get you up real early.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you home tired, and we're bringing you home late. And we usually accomplish that.
Yes.
But it's a very good tired.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of surprises and wonderfulness along the way. They do something called mail call. I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to ruin it for the next group. But I saw tears coming out of my dad's eyes, you know, reading a letter from my brother and reading a letter from his own sister. And believe it or not, his aunt, he's got an aunt that's still surviving, about what it was like when they remember when he was in the service. So it was amazing.
Yeah, the mail call was part of it. I remember a couple trips ago, a gentleman said, "I didn't know my son still cared about me."
Oh, my gosh.
And you see these gentlemen just reading these stories from strangers, the students, the kids. We reach out to everybody. We used to take the mail call with us on the flight. We can't anymore. There's so much of it, we ship it ahead.
I got to tell you, we're talking to Tom Petrie, who's the president of the Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight, and my dad, John Pellegrino, who's on. Thank you both, guys. We're out of time. Please call 473-8465. And if you see a vet, thank them for their service.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com.
Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
Kurt Volker, the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, are three of the witnesses Republican.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.